This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are conducting another candidate forum all week long. During this hour, we have been talking with candidates who are on the April 12th primary ballot. Today, we are focused on the 6th Congressional District, where the incumbent Republican U.S. Representative Tom Petri is not seeking re-election, and 4 Republicans are vying to replace him. Our 4th candidate today, Dewey Strobel, a Republican state representative from Cedarburg and a candidate for Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. Good morning.
Hello, how are you today?
Good. Tell us why you're running for Congress.
Well, I am running for Congress because right now we are doing things in Washington, D.C. that are going to have a major impact on the future of our kids and grandkids. And unless we change the course of that, we're going to have an America on our hands that is virtually unrecognizable from the one that we inherited. And I come from the private sector. I've got 30 years running a business in the private sector, and the people I'm running against, I have almost 40 years in government together between the two of them. And I believe that we need more outsiders with a different way of thinking in our government right now. Our founding fathers intended for citizen legislators, people who come from the real world. They go to government, and then ultimately they come back to the real world. That's what our founding fathers intended for, and I really believe that that's how we're going to get a lot better results if we get more people who have that real world experience and can bring certain expertise to government and not just be the people who have been there for years and years and years, and they make their living being in politics.
You know, Senators Lipum and Grothman have been critical of you for a negative campaign towards them, calling them career politicians. Why is it such a bad thing? They were, touting some of the good policies that they've put forth for Wisconsin.
Well, that's all fine. But like I said, I do believe that we need people from the private sector that actually have experience in the real world. I mean, I've been in the working a business and running a business, and I've started a business. I meet a payroll. I balance a budget. And I understand how the laws and the tax policy impact us in the real world here because I've lived it. I've done it for 30 years. And I think that is a perspective that we need a lot more of in Washington, D.C. We've got a lot of perspective from people who have made their living in government and have been in government for years and years and years. But we need more of a perspective of people who actually have come from the real world and actually been there and done that and can actually talk about how these policies impact us and not just pontificate and theorize how these policies that get passed in Washington, D.C., impact us in the real world.
Yeah. Some could say that you're relatively inexperienced with how the political game is played. How do you get things done in Washington?
Well, anybody who wins this, they're all going to be there for their first term. They're all going to be freshmen. And if you want to compare my first full term to the other two candidates, if we want to go there, well, I passed more bills than Glenn, and my percentage of success was 60% to his 30%. And Senator Lipum, in his first 2 terms, actually, he didn't pass a bill. So, but again, I've been spending the last 30 years running a business. They've been spending the last, couple decades or so being a politician. And I think that another thing that I focus on, too, is I put together a business plan. I mean, that's what I do as a small businessman. And in there, it's very transparent where I stand on the issues. And it's spelled out very clear for everyone to read. And I really think that that's going to be my guidepost for my time when I'm in Washington, D.C. And that being a businessman and doing a business plan, those are things that we need to do. You need to have a plan to be successful, not just reactionary. And I'd encourage anyone to go to my website and check out that plan, and you can see in black and white where I stand on the issues. And I might add, too, you can look at someone like Ron Johnson, who I believe has been doing a fantastic job for the state of Wisconsin. And, he had no experience in public. He was a citizen legislator elected to our United States Senate, and I believe he is doing a fantastic job.
Yeah. Well, we don't have time for the full plan, but what's the biggest problem facing the nation, and what would you do about it?
Okay, well, I believe that our nation, it taxes too much, it spends too much, and it regulates too much. And those things combine to take freedoms and liberties from us in this country. And I believe that that is taking opportunity from us. Right now, we, of course, borrow 30 cents of every dollar we spend. We've got a $17 trillion debt. We need to look long-term. And, if I ran a business that way, looking short-term, just kicking the can down the road and just looking forward to the next election, I mean, I would have been out of business a long time ago. And that's not how we can run this country, and it's not fair. In fact, it's immoral to have a $17 trillion debt that we will be handing off to the next generation. That's wrong, and we need to do something about that. And ultimately, the debt service on that debt is just going to eat up our discretionary spending in this country, and we're going to have a lot of problems because of it.
Why do you support impeaching President Obama? What would that accomplish?
I never said that I supported impeaching President Obama. What I said was that the process works, that there's an independent counsel. It has always been the tradition in Congress that an independent counsel gathers information regarding whatever offense there might be. And that independent counsel has not been put together. But if and when that independent counsel would ever be put together, if they would come back with evidence that there was an impeachable offense, I think then Congress has to look at that and decide what they're going to do to act. But nobody's done that yet, so it certainly wouldn't be appropriate to talk about anything like that yet at this point in time.
Yeah. So why are you the best of all the candidates running in the 6th Congressional District?
Well, I believe I'm the best because I exhibit leadership, and that's what I've always done. And I believe that we do need more people from the private sector. The way I differentiate myself, of course, is these guys have been in government a long time. And I think we need, as our founding fathers intended, that private sector experience. That's what we are lacking. And that real world experience is what we need. And again, when I went to Madison, I looked around in the room and pretty quick I could tell that there's a group of people over here and they're in government because this is their job. This is their career. This is like going to the office. And then I looked on the other side and I could see here's some people. They're here because they want to make a difference. They're here because they believe in their cause, and this is something that they're fighting for, and they're showing leadership. And it's not just a job to them. It's public service, and that's what I think that this job should be about, public service and not a career. I think that you have much better results when you're operating with people from that perspective and not someone who looks at this as a career and a job.
You coach youth football, basketball, and baseball. In just 10 seconds, which one do you coach the best?
I think probably basketball.
All right.
I enjoy basketball. It's a great team sport.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Bye. Dooley Strobel, Republican State Representative from Cedarburg, running for Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. This is the Ideas Network.